You're listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And with us today are Kristen Palpini, editor of The Valley Advocate, and Mike Dobbs, managing editor of The Reminder newspaper. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
This week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker nominated the head of the state's appellate court, Scott Kafker, to the Supreme Judicial Court. If approved, this means there won't be anyone from Western Mass on the state's highest court. Governor's counselor Mary Hurley of East Longmeadow, who has a vote on the nomination, says the appointment smacks of cronyism.
My mantra every time I see the governor is going to be 413 for the SJC, and I intend to keep pushing. And hopefully they'll acknowledge and realize the importance of having somebody from Western Mass on the SJC.
The move comes despite 19 lawmakers writing Baker, urging him to select a candidate from the western part of the state. So, Kristen, should residents of Western Mass see this as a snub to the region?
Absolutely. We have been snubbed. Having somebody from our area on the SJC is important. Experiences matter. Somebody who understands what it's like over here, understands how far away things are and how much people get paid and earn. That's all really important dynamics to understand when you're on a board like that or court like that.
Mike Baker, for his part, says Kafker is the best person for the job, and the Mass Bar Association backs up the governor. So what should be more important, legal qualifications or maintaining regional diversity?
Well, I'd like to think that we can do both, and I'd like to think that there are people from Western Massachusetts who would be packing the gear in order to serve. I think that the problem is that we get tired being that redheaded stepchild, and our three options are either to whine, shut up, or to secede, and we can't divest ourselves of the Boston area, so I think we should just keep whining. Sooner or later, we'll get it.
That's right. It gives us something to do, too.
That's right.
Where would we be without whining?
Meanwhile, 240 unionized nurses at Baystate Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield this week held a one-day strike and were locked out for two additional days. All this as a contract negotiation continues and is rather stalled at this point between the union and the hospital. A representative from the nurses' union told me that while the strike didn't bring the two sides closer to an agreement, it did show that there's community support for the union. Mike, Baystate's a huge employer in the region, and it is also one of the main health care providers. Should residents be concerned about quality of care going forward or economic fallout from this dispute?
I think that the issues surrounding nursing and how many nurses you've got on a shift and how many patients that they are taking care of is an absolutely legitimate concern that anybody who finds themselves in the hospital should be aware of. Baystate is a very good organization. However, even good organizations need to look at what is the best thing for patients.
Kristen?
Yeah, this keeps coming up time and time again. Well, just about every time a contract expires. And usually, you know, at Baystate, other medical centers, the issue of how many nurses should be on staff is a big sticking point. I feel like we need some guidance on this issue. There have been a couple studies, but nothing major that people can point to that says, you know, this is really what you need. I think people need to get on the same page about that to really be able to move forward.
From the hospital side of things, of course, economics are certainly a consideration. Can hospitals afford, Kristen, to give their employees more when healthcare costs to their employees are skyrocketing?
Man, it's a bad situation, and this is why I'm in favor of a single payer plan. Healthcare has not gotten under control, and it does not appear that the folks in D.C. are going to be helping us with that. So right now, we're just really in between a rock and a hard place.
Mike?
Well, I certainly agree. The question is, we all talk about the rise in health care costs. Very few times to hear exactly why are health care costs increasing. So is it salaries of administrators? Is it the cost of pharmaceuticals? What are we talking about here, really? It's easy to point to a labor union and say, hey, you guys are contributing to this, when the discussion doesn't include the other elements that push these costs skyward.
West Mass is a thing of the past. Earlier this year, economic development officials looking to rebrand the Pioneer Valley came up with the label West Mass to sell the region. It was not popular at all among locals, to say the least. So this week, officials decided to add three little letters, E, RN, and go with Western Mass. Rick Sullivan is president of the Western Mass Economic Development Council.
The fact that we were asking people to call themselves something that they're not, which was West Mass, we heard everybody and we followed the data and we, you know, hit pause, and we'll be moving forward with Western Mass.
The promotional campaign for Western Mass will appear in visitors' guides, coupon books, and advertising. Kristen, did they make the right call here?
They definitely did. You don't want to start branding everything with West Mass and have like a bunch of angry commenters right underneath it saying how silly it is, or people defacing your lovely promos everywhere, because people really felt strongly about this, and I did. We're not West Mass. We're West Urn. That urn is so important.
Mike, was this much ado about nothing, or is it going to make a difference in drawing people and businesses and tourism dollars to the area?
Well, I think it was a much to do about $80,000, which is what they spent. I long contended that if you take any number of creative people in a room, they could come up with some really good names, and we wouldn't have charged $80,000. I don't think it's much ado about nothing. I really do think it's very important on how we brand ourselves. Tourism is a major, major industry for us in Western Massachusetts. It's going to increase with the opening of MGM next September in 2018. So we need to have our ducks in a row in order to really attract and keep our tourism base.
That's a really good point. And can you imagine people in Boston calling us West Mass and how that would go over?
Not at all.
No.
And finally, this is, of course, 4th of July weekend as we sit here, and AAA says there's going to be a lot of people on the roads enjoying the long holiday weekend by driving somewhere thanks to lower gas prices. So during the summer months, where do you go to get away from it all? Is it someplace far, Mike, or is it someplace right around the corner?
Where do I go to get away from it all? Well, when I'm not having a cigar and a scotch on my back porch, my wife and I tend to head north. We like Vermont. We have a more northern orientation, and we have friends up there. So we'd like to take Route 5 up, because that's a fun little highway to take up to Brattleboro and points north.
Kristen?
Well, this year I'm staying around. I'm staying in the area, staycation. We just did a big article on that. So I've got just so many things to do around here in my mind. I'm going to go to some restaurants that I normally wouldn't splurge on, maybe get myself a massage, you know, just relax and enjoy the bounty that's already here, I think.
Kristen Palpini, editor of the Valley Advocate, and Mike Dobbs, managing editor of the Reminder newspaper, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
And thank you, our loyal listeners, for joining us for the Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch the Shortlist at any time, wherever you get your podcasts, or by going to nepr.net/podcast. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.